Welcome back to another Daily Walk. Well, today I want to spend a little bit of time talking about The Chosen. I know I might be late to the party on this, but the reality is when I see things like The Chosen come down, I tend to just ignore them. The reason is they are rarely ever biblical. And the way I look at media entertainment, and as I discussed in my book, I Am Not Amused, when it comes to content based on Christian or quasi-Christian ideas, one of the big challenges that I have with that is that people watch that in lieu of reading their Bible, and they start to think and assimilate what is in those programs to what is in the Bible. And so you look at some of the more crazier ones, like there was the Noah movie or there was the Exodus movie. Neither of those were in any way remotely biblical at all. I mean, you know, Moses is commanded, take the staff back with you. And that's the one thing he left with Gershom. At least they got the name Gershom right as his son in that, right? Then, of course, Moses leads a revolution against Egypt. And, you know, it's all downhill from there. There's a bunch of nonsense. The director who wrote and directed the Noah movie, he is an unabashed anti-theist and literally wrote it to mock the concept of God. Now, those are stories that people, they're like, okay, those are mainstream stories, mainstream actors. We can understand they're probably not as biblical. But then you get something like The Chosen coming down the pipeline, and a lot of people look at it as if it is something that is deeply biblical. And many, many, many people use it. There was, in fact, one church that I visited at one point in time. And it was funny because their sermon was all about, we're so soft, we need to do something to change. But their entirety of their church was all about media entertainment, including the fact that their entire Bible studies were based on The Chosen. And I see that a lot. A lot of people do Bible studies based on The Chosen, sometimes in churches, sometimes parachurches. And we see this adoption of this particular program, and the challenge is it's not biblical, but it's kind of pretending it is. However, the writers do actually say that the program itself is really only 5% Bible, 95% is not biblical. That is a quote from the actual writers themselves. They say it is 95% made up, 95% the words of man. And I was reading one of the articles I was reading in preparation for this as well, somebody's perspective, and he was saying, and I'm not sure if he was a pastor or just a small group leader here, and what he actually said is somebody opened up a discussion inside the small group asking about the story of Nicodemus failing to cast the demons out of Mary. And the pastor is that's kind of a little confused. And the Bible study leader had to say to the pastor, well, she's referring to something that is in the Chosen episodes. Of course, I think that was like season one, episode one of The Chosen, right? Where Nicodemus is the first one to attempt to cast the demons out of Mary. All, of course, the entirety of the situation is completely fabricated. Not only the event didn't happen, the timing is incorrect. Of course, the episode ends with Jesus casting out these demons before he's even known and has any disciples. It's totally out of place. But that's kind of the challenge that you get. It seems very biblical, and a lot of people use this to try and supplement their Bible studies or draw closer to Jesus, but the problem is you cannot draw closer to Jesus when you're watching a story about a made-up and a fictional Jesus. Now, additionally, one of the things we have to remember is that the show was originally created by a Mormon. They have completely different theology. They are not Christians, despite wanting to portray themselves as just another denomination. But it was created, founded, originally bankrolled all by a Mormon influence. Of course, the character who plays Jesus is a very devout New Age Catholic. This means not only is he a Catholic that agrees with all of the various things in the Roman heresies, but he is also a person that even dabbles even further into the New Age than even a Catholic is supposed to. He uses his platform as Jesus in The Chosen in order to draw more people into the Catholic faith. Now, those are not the things that I looked at. Now, I have, if there's one spiritual gift I do have, it is the gift of discernment. There's just something I feel when I go in and I go into a church and I hear the church. There's some, I can, with easily 95 or more degree accuracy, I can spot false teachings. For years, even as a younger believer, I go in and my friend has this, you know, he's like, oh, this is an amazing church. Our youth pastor, he's awesome. I go in and I sit there and I listen to him one time. We're walking back. He's like, isn't that great? I said, I'm sorry, my friend. You have an emergent leader as your youth pastor. He is going to lead the church astray. And he's like, oh, I don't know. I wouldn't believe it. And it was like 6 months later, he calls me up. You were right. This pastor was following all of the emergent trends. Of course, this was like 15, 20 years ago when, you know, Rob Bell was a common name among youth groups and Brian McLaren was out there pushing his heretical nonsense. But those are the things. And so when I first saw the chosen marketing materials at somebody's house, I was like, oh boy, here we go again. We have another program. Because they started out with crowdfunding and a marketing blitz, all those things that makes anything successful, no matter what it is. It's just a giant marketing ploy, which makes sense. Mormons are great at that. Utah is the number one place founding for MLM marketing stuff. They're tremendous marketers. It's excellent. But the problem is, I wanted to approach and say, okay, I was mostly silent about The Chosen unless directly asked because I hadn't watched a lot. But then a friend of mine and I, who are both biblically sound, we decided we're going to sit down and watch several episodes of The Chosen to gain some thoughts. And so I did that. And I watched, I think, half of all, maybe a quarter or half, whatever, of season one. And we were, deeply disturbed by the fact that so many Christians lack discernment by thinking that that is a good program. The things that struck us most wasn't about the Mormon theology, because it's no overt Mormon theology. There's no overt Catholic theology. There's no overt Protestant theology. In fact, there's no overt theology at all. The way I look at Chosen, having watching several episodes of it over the last few months, The Chosen is a soap opera, and we know how good those are for us. They are morally deprived nonsense. This tries to be a soap opera, throwing Jesus in the mix, following all of the modern trends of excellent TV production. It's high quality. It has that going for it. A lot of things in the Christian world are not high quality. So you get high quality work, and you get a captivating, compelling, emotionally charged story. The problem is, it's completely totally unbiblical. From the timing of the disciples to the way Jesus teaches. In fact, you can kind of see, knowing that it comes from a lot of Mormon writing, you can kind of see this, because Jesus is kind of portrayed in many ways as not the powerful Son of God that he knows he is at an early age. He is more depicted as a man on a journey, a man who is learning, a man who is growing, like the Mormon theology. A man who was created of a physical union has a twin brother who is the devil and is growing closer to God while the devil is growing further from God. You see that element there as he's going around and just making little appearances here and there. I think the one last episode we watched, I don't even think Jesus... Oh, no, Jesus wasn't there. Yeah, I remember. Because we had a long discussion. We had to stop and think. This was the one, the Built on the Rock episode, whatever that one was, with Peter, of course. And they get the entire story wrong. So we looked at all the different narratives here about this event. So the first thing we know is that from the Bible in John, I think it's John chapter 3, I think, or two, and Andrew comes up to Peter in the Bible and says, hey, I have seen the Messiah. And Peter's answer is, what, you just saw creepy John just pointing at somebody, said, there he is? And he mocked him. The Bible tells us that when Andrew came to Peter and said, well, I have seen the Messiah, Peter immediately goes with him. That's what the Bible says. Yet in The Chosen, they chose to mock the situation, mocking John the Baptist, calling him creepy John. And Peter mocks his brother Andrew when he says, I have seen the Messiah. Now, the synoptic gospels paint a picture that when Peter first basically knows or recognizes that Jesus is the Messiah. This is when they were on the boat. The Bible describes it as, now a couple of them describe it as Jesus is walking down the beach, sees them on the boat, and goes out into the boat to speak. Some of them say the crowds were pressing around him, so he goes out onto the boat to speak. In The Chosen, they decided to take all of the possible things you could do with what the Bible presents and do none of it. Jesus is speaking to a fairly small crowd on a beach, and Peter comes in and runs the boat up next to him, and then he's like, oh, let me in here. And in the Bible, it says, he says, cast the boat out from the shore. He doesn't do that. He stands on the bow of the boat there on the shore, and of course, preaches the parable. There was the parable of the sower and the parable of the nets, which are two completely out of place parables from that particular teaching. The Bible does not tell us what it is teaching, but we know exactly when the parable of the sower and the parable of the nets were. They were way later in Jesus's ministry, when they already had a large group of followers, the 12 dedicated disciples, because immediately after he preaches this, they ask, what does this mean? And he explains it to them. This was done to multitudes, not a handful of people on a beach. And so what we see here is that, is this creative license? It's not creative license when the Bible gives you three different ways that Jesus could have interacted with Peter, and he didn't do any of them. They didn't do any of them. Pick one, at least you're consistent with one of the Gospels, even though we're not saying there's inconsistencies in the Gospels here. We're saying that the Gospels were written from perspectives and points of view. They may have had different observations about the things that were going on. And so that is the entirety of the show is like that. For example, we know exactly what the Apostle Paul's sins are. We do not know exactly what the Apostle Peter's sins are. The Bible is silent on that. And where the Bible is silent, we ought to be silent as well, because it means it's not relevant. But The Chosen spends the entirety of the first season to paint Peter as a gambling addict, as a fighter, as somebody who's working with the Romans, as somebody who is breaking the Sabbath, and none of this is portrayed in the scriptures. They have fabricated a giant soap opera to have these emotional crisscrossing stories to keep you sucked in, because it's all about making money. It's all about a marketing campaign. In fact, I just read an article recently here where some people are saying, hey, there's stories are missing. Why are there stories are missing? They said, well, because we have to have spinoffs. So we have to have spinoff series. We have to keep this marketing machine running. We can't, okay, we have come to the conclusion of what the Bible paints us with Jesus. I guess The Chosen is over now. Oh no, they got to keep on making that money. Moolah. They got to keep on doing that. So you got to have spinoffs. You got to have other series. You got to have the marketing arm. You got to sell the coffee cups and the t-shirts and the hats. The Chosen is a fabricated story, man's story, making up nonsense, pushing Mormon and Catholic agendas. It is doing all of those things, all to make money off of the naive Christians who do not have the capacity to read the Bible, watch The Chosen, and say, this does not line up. Therefore, it is bad. Because it's pretending to be Christian, but it is not. I had to watch several episodes to come to that interesting conclusion based on actually experiencing watching it. I would not endorse watching the program. It does not draw one closer to Christ. All it does is it presents you a whole lot of fabricated stories about the Bible that are not actually in the Bible. And I know that Revelation has some interesting things to say about that. He, whoever adds to these plagues, adds to it. I did actually ask a Mormon about that once in light of the Book of Mormon. And they say, well, that statement there in Revelation applies only to the Book of Revelation. Maybe that's why we don't have a lot of, movies and whatnot about Revelation. People are too terrified to touch it. I don't know, man. I'll talk about the separate Book of Mormon, but I'm not touching that Revelation. But the point is that The Chosen does not present itself with biblical facts. It is completely made up. The producers themselves say it is 95% made up. Why would you possibly use this to supplement your knowledge of Christ. Guys, get into your Bible. Read your Bible. That is the way of truth. I'm going to leave you here with that. Let me know your thoughts down below. I hope that you enjoy your daily walk in our Lord.
Thank you for tuning in. Our Walk in Christ podcast is a listener-supported presentation. For more information about how you can help, check out ourwalkinchrist.com/support or our Patreon page at patreon.com/TomM. That's TOMM. Digital and paperback books are available on several online bookstores or at our website. Once again, the website is ourwalkinchrist.com.